Blog Talk Radio. unto you, my brothers and sisters, that Jesus Christ is the Lord, unto the glory of God. Hallelujah. We speak peace to you, you, and you on Live Talk Blog Radio. Your host today, amen, just a servant of the Almighty God, Verdell Elliott, coming from God's Kingdom Prayer Faith Ministry. Amen. Amen. And before we go into prayer, I want you to know that Jesus loves you and I. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity again. Just to say thank you, we love you, we need you at all times. And help us do the right thing by you and our neighbors at all times. And we thank you for this awesome, beautiful day for us to praise and give glory to you and lift up your holy name. As the anointed song sang, lift up Jesus' holy name, because for what you have already done in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Blessed be God of Israel. We're going to go back into the book of the Revelation. Amen. Coming from the Revelation 2:11. We're still talking about Smyrna Church, how God left a spiritual blessing, and actually in all seven churches, but we're talking about the spiritual blessing that he left in Smyrna Church. Amen. And but he wanted them also to overcome. We're going to talk about overcoming. Amen. Because he spoke about this overcoming in all seven churches in Revelation 2:7, 11, 17, 26, and the Revelation 3:5, 12, and 21. All seven churches had to be the Bible speaks of overcoming. They had to overcome something. We have to overcome. Number one, we need to overcome ourselves. Amen. Overcome our selfish ways. Overcome people. Overcome things, the lust of the flesh. Just so many things that we need to overcome. But actually, the Word of God breaks down what we need to overcome. From Genesis through Malachi. And from St. Matthew all the way back unto the book of Revelation. So let's go into the Revelation 2:11. And here we have tagged second death. Amen. Second death. Did you know we had to overcome second death as well? Did you know Jesus conquered second death? Tell us what it is. We better be glad. We better be glad. It tells us what the second death is. Amen. I have it on here. It's a lake which burned with fire and brimstone. Jesus overcome that for you. And our accuser, our adversary, but the Revelation speak of it as our accuser, the enemy. And the last enemy that will be destroyed is your enemy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Which is second death. But second death speaks up about in the Revelation. We're going to go into Isaiah. He's second rank. Second death is second rank. He's a conquered death for you and I a long time ago. As a matter of fact, if you read all Araman means strong and powerful. The 5th chapter, 14 tell us how death, all right, second power, rule, reign from Adam to Moses. Tell you right there. Read it sometime. Blessed be God of Israel. Now, in the book of Revelation 2:11 and everything, it really is on your screen here, talks about second death. Let me tell you something, people of God, and all the precious people who's asking, seeking, and knocking, hallelujah, really want to know who we are and find out something about God, Spirit, and Jesus, the quickening spirit. We have to study the word of God, because this is what I want to tell you. No, this, don't let anyone tell you, no, there is a heaven and there is a hell. Another terminology for hell is the abyss. Amen. You don't want to go there. The abyss, Hades, Sheol, those are another terminology for hell. And you don't want to go there. And as the Bible teaches us and tells us, there's a great God fix. Those that go to hell, it's a great God fix. Hallelujah. For all of us, it's in the word of God. It talks about it when it was talking about the rich man who flares sumptuous every day. And underneath it, it tells you, the angel, tell us, there's a great God fix. You cannot come where the children of God's, and we cannot come where the unrighteousness, the unbelievers, disbelief, hard-headed, stiff-necked that. We will not come where you all are either, because there's a what? Great God. God got it like that. So it's best for us to live right, act right, stay right, 365 days a year. Seek God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, everything, that script that he have given you. Amen. It's right there. Second death, it's a lake which burn it with fire and brimstone. We can even take a little match, hallelujah, if it hit our finger. That thing hurt, doesn't it? I can't even imagine which burn it with fire and brimstone. And I want you to know, spiritual realm, God is the fire too. Amen. But we're talking about the second death. And then, let me tell you, while I'm on it, it's different types of death. You got the natural death. That's when all cessation of life stop. You got the Satan who was death. That's in the Hebrews 2. Let's read it right quickly here. In the Hebrews, do you have your word? We better thank God for Jesus, because we was no match for Satan. For the light bringer. He's a light bringer. Jesus said, I beheld him as lightning falling down from God, falling down from heaven. And he did fall from God. And some are still falling as lightning. Huh? You have your word. Let's see what Hebrews, the second chapter, tell us. And in your spare time, just read the whole thing. But we're going to go down to the ninth verse. It says, I'm going to start with 8. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. That includes second death. That includes Satan. That includes any principality. Huh? Because Satan, Lucifer, he was right there. Hallelujah. God told him everything. But the thing is, he got lifted up in pride. Try to bring you down. God had to let him know, I am the creator. Huh? He was the son of the morning. We can find that in Isaiah. But let me finish reading here. But now we see not yet all things put under him. That's true. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angel. That's from the suffering of death. Thank you. Crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God, the Spirit, should taste death. And he did. He tastes the natural death, and he also tastes, hallelujah, talk of second death. Every man. But he became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons, amen, thank you, Jesus, to my heirs unto the glory, to make the captain of their salvation, redemption, perfect or perfect, through suffering. You know that Jesus suffered for us. Let me go on. For both he that sanctified, and you remember when he says, St. John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Jesus said it. For both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all one. We are all one spirit. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name. Come out the word of God unto my brethren. We are all brethren, my friend, while we own it, the one that doing the will of God. In the midst of the church will I sing praises unto thee. And this is what I'm doing right now on radio, live, blog, talk, radio. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children of which God has given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, huh? Did you know we are partakers of Jesus' flesh and blood? Didn't he shed his blood, cross of Calvary, and they beat his flesh unrecognizable? Glory, it's all there. We are the partaker of him too. Also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death, here it is, this is what I want you to see right here. Through death, he might destroy through his death, he's talking about. Him who was him, death, the devil. Huh? Second rate. It is that had the power of death. It was the devil. God gave him that ring. Satan, he has a whole many names. We use Satan, devil. That thing is a light ringer too. And that started really back in Genesis. But let me finish reading here. Let me go back. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. That through death, Jesus' death, he might destroy him that had the power of death. Yes, he did. That is the devil, I tell you right here. And deliver them who through death, who fear of death, talking about the devil, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Huh? And we can go into 1 Corinthians 15:21 in your spare time and read the rest of this. Let me read it. For verily he took not on him the nature of an angel, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Yes, he did. Wherefore in all things it, hallelujah, behooved him to be made like unto his brethren us, that he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest and things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. But in that, he himself has suffered being tempted, so we don't have no excuse, huh? Talking about the devil did this. No, many of us have the devil in us, have that evil spirit in us. Because let me tell you something, my brother. The Bible says, ask the question in the book of James. Amen. Doest thou fear of God? Did you know the second death fear of God? Did you know that the devils, all demons, fear of God? They worship God. Did you know that? They believe. And what else they do? Tremble and fear. So we have to stop putting everything on the devil. No, the devil in us. The devil get in you. That evil spirit. Talking about your neighbor. Scandalizing your neighbor's name. Don't even know how to love your neighbor. But yet, yes, Jesus saved. Is that really true coming from your heart or coming from your lips? God is tired of lip service. Amen. Let me finish reading here. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to support them that are tempted, to keep you from sinning and grinning, for keeping you from going in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Second death. Don't you forget it. It is his ring. Which is the second death? Don't play with God. And you better not play with second death. Because let me tell you second. Let me tell you something. Second death do what first power do, and that is Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches us and tells us in St. Matthew, I believe, 28:18, he said, all power. I want you to know God gave him the power. We got that power too. All power given unto me in heaven and in earth. He has the power. Amen. Not second death. Hallelujah. He conquered it, but yet, if we disobey God, you will be cast, which is the second death, in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. And hallelujah. Whatever God tells second death to do, he do it. Amen. the Revelation 1:18. Jesus got the power. Amen. And the Revelation 1:18 tells us this. Look what Jesus is saying here. And he left it on record for us to study because God gave it to Jesus. Jesus gave this revelation to his servant, an angel, and the angel gave it to John, and John left it on record for us to study it. That's right then, the Revelation 1:1. But let's go into the Revelation 1:18. Look what Jesus said. Let me go up to 17. And when I saw him, this is John, I fell at his feet as dead, talking about Jesus, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. Let me tell you, when you're on the Lord's side, you don't have to fear any demons or devil. I am the first and the last, meaning Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, God and Jesus. Glory. He said, I am he that liveth, meaning he's alive. Who was dead? Hey! Then who killed him? Church folks. People talking about Jesus saved and don't even know Jesus. That's bad. During that time, the unbelievers killed him. The Gentiles, unbelieving Gentiles, killed him. Even though we know it was predestinated, amen, it was predestinated, preordained for Jesus to go to the cross from the Father because Jesus does what the Father say. We should do also what Jesus say as well. It said, and behold, look what Jesus is saying. I am alive. Did you remember when he said, no man take my life. I lay it down. Blessed be God of Israel. Forevermore, amen. I can say amen to that. You need to say amen to that. All the prophets said amen. Even Jeremiah say amen. Huh? The Lord do so be it. Glory to God. And have the key, which is the translation of a book. How come I need to teach you to the answer with the solution or the problem? Amen. It also said have the keys of hell and death. He got the key. But yet, God allowed Satan to hold second death, which burned it with fire and brimstone. These are the disobedient children. Don't want to do what God tells them to do. Hard-headed, stiff-necked, just want to do what they want to do and say what they want to say and act in an old kind of way in the house of God. One foot in the door, one foot out of the door. God will not tolerate it from me or from not any of his children. Amen? And if you do, suffer second death. Is staring you in the face right now. Amen. He will cast you, just like he said, a lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. God is so good. Amen. But I want you to go in because our time is getting short. I just want to read a little bit here about in Isaiah, the 14th chapter, 734 B.C., and the 26 and the 27, in your spare time, read this, glory to God, because I have to go down to the hallelujah in the book of Isaiah, going to 14, quickly. Do you have it, my friend? This is true. It is true. It said in Isaiah 14:26. Let's look at that quickly. You have it? Turn those pages with me. Amen. It said, this is let me go back. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand, remain, that I will break the Syrian in my land, and upon my mountain tread him under foot. Then shall his yoke depart from off them, and his burden depart from off their shoulders. This is the purpose, see that word again, that is proposed upon the whole earth. And this is the hand that is crushed out upon all the nations, talking about the people. For the Lord of hosts has purposed, and who shall take away this unannual, disannul, it, nobody, ask the question, and his hand is stretched out, who shall turn it back? Nobody. And this burden also, in 28th verse, took place in the king, in the year that King Ahaz died, that was a burden. That's what it says here. But we want to talk about this Lucifer, who was the son of the morning. Amen. Second death, son of the morning. Let me go and hallelujah. Talks about the son of the morning also in the book of Isaiah. Let's look at the 12th chapter 7. The 12th chapter 7 quickly. Talk about the son of the morning. 7, amen, 12. Turn it, it's in Isaiah. It talks about 7:12. Let's go here. Glory, glory. Is that 7:12, 7:12, and 24. I want to get to that part where it talks about the son of the morning. Is this is the man that caused the nation to tremble. You see it? But read that in your spare time too, because our time is running out. Amen? It's running out. So I do not have time to talk to you about that, but in the 14th verse, it says, I will ascend, of the revelation, Isaiah 14, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. He tried to. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell. You see it? To the sides of the pit. And in your spare time, read the 14th chapter. Let me read the 12th chapter quickly. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? The son of the morning. Huh? The son of the morning. Did you know Jesus was bright? He's a bright in the morning star. This thing was up there. This Lucifer was up there with Jesus. Was up there with God. Yeah, Jesus was there too. How art thou cut down to the ground? What didst weaken? The nation. In your spare time, read that, because that's very important. Hallelujah. We're going to have to stop. It gets so good here, and the time just goes so fast. Amen. The host number, you may call in, the guest call in number is 713-955-0756. This is Kingdom, God's Kingdom, Prayer Faith Ministry. Every Wednesday live, online radio, amen, Blog Talk Radio, time 6:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. And repeat the guest calling number, 713-955-0756. Hallelujah, this is the elect lady, servant of the Most High God. And just what my position is, a whole many gifts, pastor, Verdell M. Elliott. God bless you, richly bless you. Study the word, stay in the word. Amen. Do not take your eyes off the word of God, because this is our only hope in times like these. 2016, this is our only hope, is in the hope of glory. Amen. God bless you, richly bless you. Until we meet again, stay faithful. Amen. Stay out of trouble. We're never going to stay out of trouble. And give all the glory to God. Bye-bye for now.